Priyanka Sambhav. We are at Edelweiss office. I have a very special guest, Edelweiss AMC's MD and CEO, Radhika Gupta. Radhika, thank you so much for taking out time for, you know, giving us some good money lessons. And I think you are, you know, sort of a lot of youngsters look up to you. So when you were 22-year-old, I want to know, what were you doing at that time? And what would you tell a 22-year-old who's watching you right now?
Okay, so when I was 22, firstly, I'm not young anymore. But when I was 22, I had just finished my college and I had started earning. And I mean, there are lots of things I could say on this. But what we do wrong, you know, when we are young, is I remember being 22 and just jumping head deep into work. You're so excited about what you're doing. And you started to earn. But you just forget you have to do something with your money. So, you know, time passes, you're busy in your job and your projects and you're trying to prove yourself. And suddenly you realize that money started accumulating in your bank account. And it took me almost 2 years to realize, wait, and by the way, I was a finance professional. And then that I have to do something with this. So one of my advices to young people is don't make that delay I did, you know. Start a little bit earlier, because what happens is, I feel that when you start late, outside of the whole compound income benefit and all of that that we've heard and giving your money compounding time, you make a rush decision. You know, your friends are like, I had to invest here, my portfolio is so big, and you start, you know, taking bad decisions in a rush. So I think start early. Don't leave this part of your life in the rush to work hard. I mean, you must work hard. That's super important. But take out the time for this.
So why I chose 22 year? Because as I know that you started working in 22. But I'm so surprised that you started working and you have a financial background and you did not start investing.
But it's true of many people with a finance background, because you're so neck deep in work. Priyanka, you're just... You've got a new job. You're working these intense hours. I mean, I see young people on my floor also. And you just forget it. Okay. You can be a finance professional, but all that finance is applied to your workplace.
Okay, so after 2 years ke deri ke baad, jab aapne shuru kiya, what did you do?
I didn't do something very wise. So I had heard from someone that if you are young, you invest all your money in equity. Okay? So I said, chalo, aisa hi kar dete hain. And I invested all my money in equity. Mix of, I was living in the US at that time, US, emerging market, everything I invested in equity. Now, funny enough, the time was, this was 2007, six or seven. So six it was. Six was great, seven was great. And then you can guess what happened in eight.
Then came eight.
A disaster. And then in 2009, we decided to move back to India because we wanted to start a business. And in March, we had to redeem everything when markets had not bounced back. So it was a really bad idea. And I mean, I had a few learnings from this, but one learning was, don't follow these rules of 100 minus age and all. There are no rules, right? Because people have different realities, different circumstances, you know, kisi ki, I've seen so many people now. There are young people who have liabilities of homes, parents, family, etc., etc. And then, by the way, there are older people like my father who are chilling at 70 and who have a fully paid up home, kids settled. He's 100% equity there now, and I am 50% equity. So, ye age ka link with money is actually a very, very fragile
one. So, ye 100% equity may not work for everyone.
It does not. And I think the other thing is that everyone needs a contingency fund, because you never know when life changes. What if you want to quit your job and start a business? You don't want to do what I did, which is take money out of the market when things are weak.
Loss par.
It ko bahut wisdom nahi hai is kaam mein. To thoda contingency money debt mein ya kisi safe instrument mein rakhna chahiye. What if you have a medical expense? What if a family member has it? What if you find the need to buy a house? Some contingency money everybody needs, I feel.
Okay, so this, you know, there are these various rules. Abhi aapne kaha 100 minus your age, utna aap equity mein rakho, utna debt mein rakho, aur aise bhi, aur bhi kai rules hain. Thumb rule of money, ki bhai 50, 30, 20, koi kehta hai 20, 60, 30. You know, ye jo rules bane hue hain, ye thumb rule bahut hi bade bade logo ne banaye hue hain, un par aapka kya take hai?
I'll tell you a thumb rule in a non-money context. So someone told me, if you want to be a, because I've just had kids, if you want to be a successful career woman, you have to have kids before you're 25. Okay, because you're going to have these kids and then they're going to grow up, and by the time you're 40 and you're serious into your career, you know, those kids would have grown up and you can give those years. what if you can't have kids by 25? What if you don't get married by 25? What if you want to run a business like I did in your 30s and you don't have the resources or the time? There are no thumb rules in life. You know, thumb rules are ones that are right for you at that point in time. And these thumb rules create a lot of stress in us. Oh, I'm not married by this age. I have not started investing by this age. I am not 100% equity when she is. Nobody lives life by thumb rules.
Mm-hmm. So if not 100% equity, which you're so averse mm-hmm. to, what is it that one should follow? And also, will it also depend upon the kind of career you're in?
I think it does. Because if I go back to my own example when I was young, see, I'm in a very high-risk career. People, I don't know if they realize that. Because my profession is capital markets. So market upar jata hai, so my funds do well. The AUM goes up, the fees go up, everything does well. Right? Bonuses go up, everything is good. Market niche jata hai, to ulta hota hai. Incidentally, I'm also married to someone in the same industry. So if my husband was a doctor, I would have had very different answers for you. So I think, you know, personal finance has a very strong personal component. And these things have to be factored in. How risky is your career? Do you have responsibilities of your parents? Do you have a working spouse? Do you have to, all these things.
So all your liability, all the your kind of work you do, the kind of family you plan to
have. The kind of family you plan to have. Also, what makes you comfortable? You know, finally, this is a very non-technical answer. But jo asset allocation hota hai na, wo aisa hona chahiye, jisme aapki raaton ki neend kharab na ho. It should not make you feel stressed in a bad time. Mm-hmm. So when markets are bad, money should not be a cause of agony. Then you know you have allocated correctly.
So a youngster who's just starting out, what would be your advice? What kind of, I know we just said ki one rule can't be for all, you know. One size does not fit all. But ek mota moti agar ek 22-year-old, जो पहली बार कमाने वाला है शायद उसके दिमाग में होगा कि आईफोन लेना है
हाँ.
उसके दिमाग में होगा हाँ. वो लुई वुइटन का बैग जो राधिका ने खरीदा था बैगवती वैसा कुछ बैग लेना है तो आप उनको क्या सलाह देती हैं
मैं उनको कहूंगी कि आप एक जो आपकी इनकम है जितनी भी है डजंट मैटर पोस्ट टैक्स आप उसका एक टारगेट बनाइए कि मैं इतना सेव और इन्वेस्ट करूँ Now that target could be 5%, it could be 10%, it could be 20%, 30%. It is all a balance between kitna iPhone lene aur kitni SIP karni hai. That is a balance you will have to find. But I am saying start with 5, 10, 15%. The good thing about SIP is that it gives a sense of discipline because it auto happens every month. And I almost tell young people to think of your monthly SIP like at your tax. You have to pay tax. Even if you want to buy an iPhone, you have to pay tax, Priyanka. You can't avoid it. So just start the SIP and get it auto-debited and then do your expenses after that. You do an SIP into an equity fund. You do an SIP into a balanced fund, into one of these funds. Gradually learn and then you can tweak your portfolio.
So are you from that school that thinks that aapne khud to kharida tha Louis Vuitton ka bag, par jo youngster ko aata to kehte, dekho ye sari cheeze na, tab karna jab aap is level par aajo, abhi shuruaat mein mat karo, 22 year mein mat karo.
So look, I know my job is to sell SIPs for a living. But I'll tell you, life, I believe, is lived in a little bit of a balance mode. You know, if all you're doing is investing, investing and investing, it's a little boring and you don't enjoy the fruits of the hard work that you're doing. If all you're doing is spending, 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 then you have nothing left for the future. And I really believe one should enjoy your money. So if you are a young person, you should have some small things, whatever they are, short-term things that give you happiness so that you continue to invest. And you should have some long-term financial goals and things that you want to buy or a business that you want to start. I was very lucky that I was able to save up money so that I could start a business at 24. I mean, that's one of the greatest things money enabled me to do without asking my father or husband or father-in-law for money or help. So you should have those long-term things and you should enjoy the short-term. There's a word we use here at Edelweiss. It's called bifocal vision. I think investment also has to be like that. Ki ek aankh aapki lambe samay pe honi chahiye. Jahan aap invest kar rahe hain, lambe future ke liye plan kar rahe hain. Aur ek aankh aapki current bhi dekhti hai. Where you are doing things that make your current day-to-day better. Because if you don't do this, you'll not survive for that. If you don't do that, then it will be very painful also.
So, ek acha investment portfolio ek youngsters ke liye aapne kuch abhi hame ideas diye par aap kaise kahenge ki usme kyunki आप जब यंग हैं और बहुत लंबे समय के लिए निवेश कर रहे हैं, देन यू कुड टेक रिस्क आल्सो. सो व्हाट काइंड ऑफ प्रोडक्ट शुड बी देयर इन योर पोर्टफोलियो? कैन दे गो फॉर अ बिट ऑफ यू नो सम कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोडक्ट, और यू विल से स्टार्ट विद सिंपल?
सो आई थिंक, एज आई सेड, आई हैव, मैंने घाट घाट का पानी पिया एज फार एज इन्वेस्टिंग इज कंसर्न्ड. बिकॉज़ आई हैव वर्क्ड अब्रॉड सो मच. आई मीन मोस्ट पीपल may know that I started my career trading something called mortgages. इससे ज़्यादा complicated चीज़ कोई हो नहीं सकती. I really think the basics work very well for everyone. Now mutual fund में आजकल option बहुत हो गए हैं प्रियंका, तो आप एक equity fund भी ले सकते हो, लेकिन एक ऐसा fund भी ले सकते हो जिसमें थोड़ी equity है, थोड़ा debt है, जिसे balanced fund कहते हैं, जो थोड़ा conservative है. आप mutual fund के ज़रिए टेक कंपनीज में भी इन्वेस्ट कर सकते हो, बाहर की टेक कंपनीज में भी इन्वेस्ट कर सकते हो. तो यही सादा दाल चावल जो है उसी में आपको बहुत वैरायटी मिल जाती है और उसी से आपका काम हो जाता है.
तो इक्विटी रखे, डाइवर्सिफिकेशन कैसा होना चाहिए कि यंगस्टर के पोर्टफोलियो में इक्विटी, डेट एंड जो दूसरे एसेट्स होते हैं वो भी लेना चाहिए, क्योंकि गोल्ड अब केवल वही नहीं कि आपको जाके ठोस सॉलिड गोल्ड, फिजिकल गोल्ड ही खरीदना है. यू नो देयर सो मेनी फॉर्म्स दैट गोल्ड इज आल्सो अवेलेबल.
तो जरूर थोड़ा थोड़ा डाइवर्सिफिकेशन होना चाहिए. इक्विटी होना चाहिए, डेट होना चाहिए. इक्विटी और डेट आप साथ टैक्स एफिशिएंसी के साथ हाइब्रिड फंड में भी कर सकते हैं, जिसमें इक्विटी और डेट का मिश्रण हो. गोल्ड मैं मानती हूँ हो सकता है, लेकिन कम क्रिटिकल है. 5-10% गोल्ड हो सकता है, वो आप गोल्ड फंड के ज़रिए ले सकते हैं, गोल्ड या सिल्वर फंड के ज़रिए ले सकते हैं, ऐसे प्रोडक्ट्स के ज़रिए ले सकते हैं. अगर आपकी इक्विटी की थोड़ी समझ बढ़ जाए, यू कैन ऑल्सो थिंक ऑफ इंटरनेशनल इक्विटी एक्सपोजर, क्योंकि इंडिया अकेला मार्केट नहीं है जो अच्छा कर रहा है. आमतौर से हमें बाहर की टेक कंपनीज के प्रोडक्ट्स तो बहुत समझ आते हैं, तो उनके निवेश, वी कैन ऑल्सो इन्वेस्ट इन दैम, बट दिस इज आफ्टर यू डन योर बेसिक इक्विटी एंड डेट.
ओके, सो बेसिक इक्विटी से आप शुरुआत कीजिए और उसके बाद आप आगे बढ़िए. राधिका, आई रियली वॉन्ट कि आप बताएं कुछ यंग गर्ल्स को. यू नो आई एम ऑल्सो सराउंडेड विद सो मेनी यंगस्टर्स, यू नो, एंड आई एम सो सरप्राइज. उनको जब भी पैसों की बात करो ना, तो कहते हैं ये समझ में नहीं आता है. आपको नहीं लगता कि अभी भी हम इतने आगे आ गए हैं? पीपल लाइक यू आर देयर इन द फोर फ्रंट ऑफ फाइनेंशियल इंडस्ट्रीज एंड सो मेनी अदर वुमेन, बट स्टिल यंग गर्ल्स आर स्टिल, यू नो, लाइक हमें समझ में नहीं आता, माई डैड इज डूइंग और माई, यू नो, माई हस्बैंड इज डूइंग. डोंट यू थिंक सो?
यू नो, फॉरगेट मी, आई मीन वुमेन इन दिस कंट्री हैव सेंड अ सैटेलाइट टू द साउथ पोल ऑफ द मून. यार, आई मीन दे कैन इन्वेस्ट इन म्यूचुअल फंड, सो This is
really... But हिचकते हैं ना?
बहुत हिचकते हैं, and sometimes it's very convenient to outsource. अच्छा पापा कर देंगे, भाई कर देगा. But the reality is, this is not that difficult. There are a lot of resources these days, and you don't need to learn that much. Also, आजकल, you know, financial advisors, mutual fund distributors, इतने resources आ गए हैं कि आप help भी ले सकते हो. तो आपको ये क्यों stress है कि सब आप अपने shoulders पे लेके करोगे? So there's a lot of help also these days.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to wind up this conversation, but you know, आप बहुत अच्छी शायरी करती हैं, तो मुझे लगता है कि हमारी इस theme पर कि what you know youngsters and the new earners can learn, आप क्या कहना चाहेंगे? अगर मैं कहूँ एक अच्छी सी शायरी सुना दीजिए राधिका, इसको close करते हैं उसके साथ.
Okay, put me on the spot. I'll give you the context to this shayari. कि हम for young people थोड़ा patience कम होता है, right? And equity ऊपर नीचे होता रहता है. So you often are like market ऊपर चला गया, नीचे चला गया, मैं क्या करूँ? And then you decide to quit and all. So this is a shayari that talks about life, but it's very true of the equity market. And I'll translate some of it also. But it says कि सफर में धूप तो होगी. सफ़र में धूप तो होगी, जो चल सको तो चलो. सो द वे, द पाथ फॉरवर्ड विल बी सनी, सो यू हैव टू नो दैट एंड मूव फॉरवर्ड. सो द एक्विटी इन्वेस्टिंग जर्नी विल बी रॉकी. सफ़र में धूप तो होगी, जो चल सको तो चलो. सभी हैं भीड़ में, तुम भी चल सको तो चलो. एंड एवरीबडी इज़ पार्ट ऑफ दिस जर्नी. तो ये जो वॉलेटिलिटी है, जो ऊपर नीचे, ये सबके साथ होगा. अब किसी के वास्ते यहाँ राहें नहीं बदलती, अब किसी के वास्ते बाजार तो नहीं बदलता, तुम अपने आप को बदल सको तो चलो. सो यू हैव टू माइंड योर ओन बिहेवियर एंड देन गो फॉरवर्ड. सो सफर में धूप तो होगी, जो चल सको तो चलो. सभी हैं भीड़ में, तुम निकल सको तो चलो. किसी के वास्ते यहाँ राहें नहीं बदल सकती, तुम खुद को बदल सको तो चलो.
वाह क्या बात है. तो इसी लाइन के साथ थैंक यू सो मच राधिका फॉर योर टाइम. चलते रहना इज मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट, और चलने के लिए शुरुआत करनी होगी तो निवेश की शुरुआत कीजिए. पहली नौकरी, पहली सैलरी से ही इसकी शुरुआत कर जैसे करेंगे तो उतने ही फायदे में रहेंगे, और यही लर्न विद आजी का आज का मंत्र भी है.
An investor education and awareness initiative of Edelweiss Mutual Fund. All mutual fund investors have to go through a one-time KYC process. Investors should deal only with registered mutual funds. For more info on KYC, RMF and procedure to lodge or redress any complaints, please visit our website www.edelweissmf.com. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risk. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.